You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate.
I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny! Danny, boy, where are you?
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on Earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring... Oh, wait. No, not featuring. he's not here.
Not featuring.
Sorry, I literally was about to say featuring Dan, and he's not here.
Not featuring Dan.
I'm sorry.
He's still unavailable.
But we are... We are still produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network, though.
Yeah, so check out social medias, YouTube, Shorts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
DTube?
What?
I heard you say DTube.
No, I said YouTube Shorts.
Literally came over my headset as DTube.
Okay.
It was a little funky.
Okie dokes.
YouTube Shorts. Mm-hmm. If you all heard what I heard. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. We are in our last week of updates.
Yeah.
Now, this specific place has already been completely updated. I guess there's some things going on.
Yeah.
And I think we were also planning on talking about what we thought of the new kind of front area. Mm-hmm. So we have some things to talk about, even though it's
a little bit with Epcot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... Yeah. Sammy, take it away.
So to start, if you didn't know about this, the Portraits of Courage are still up over in the America. So it's an exhibit that they're paintings that were made by former President George W. Bush. And they're portraits of service members, veterans, all people who've served since 9/11. That he's actually painted and he's gotten to know. So they're on exhibit, loan, I don't know what word you want to use, over at Disney. So if you go to see the show over there, you know, and if you walk around in the pavilion area, you can see them. They're literally like all around the pavilion in there. So it's very cool. Yeah. And they each have the soldiers' names and everything. So you know who it is.
Yeah, I didn't know he painted.
Yeah.
That's new.
That is something I did know, but I didn't know. I don't remember how I found out they had the portraits. And then last time we went to Epcot, I was like, oh, we should go look at them. And then there were a lot more than I thought there were going to be. Like, it's all over inside there. So.
Aw, dang. I wish I knew it was there. I wonder when I was there this past May, I would have went in there because I don't like to go. I mean, I kind of skip America half the time because I already went through U.S. history. I don't need more, but I would have loved to see that.
Yeah.
Because I am very much in, very much a supporter of our troops, especially since 9/11. Mm-hmm. So, dang.
Yeah. So
that makes me sad.
It'll be there through the spring, at least right now, but they did extend it. So it wasn't supposed to be there that long. And I'm assuming it's been pretty popular. You know, a lot of people were looking at them before going to the show. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's one thing.
Is he pretty decent? Like, I'm assuming they're great. Like, he's really good.
George W. Bush, yes. He is a good artist. Yes, for sure. Yeah. They are well done. So I think that's very cool.
Maybe I can find some online.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. You should be able to see some of the portraits. And the GO82 Lounge opened actually on my birthday on June 4th this year. Whether you are looking for an afternoon...
What is that?
I'm going to tell you. If you're looking for an afternoon sip and snack or the perfect end to your Epcot evening, you'll want to take advantage of the beautiful views of the World Celebration Gardens from the GO82 Lounge. So basically, it's like literally like... like right next to Spaceship Earth, like it's like right there. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm looking up. You gotta look it up. I can't.
And they also have G82 fireworks experience, where it's part of the Enchanting Extras collection. So if you're looking for it on the Disney website, and it's a great way to get views of the Luminous Symphony. where you can just watch right from there. So it's a fireworks experience too. But it's a new adult-only lounge available at Epcot. Yeah. You have to make reservations and all that, but yeah.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. It looks
very, very cool from what I've seen. And reservations were going really fast for opening, so I'm sure it's been busy.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that's a new thing over at Epcot that you can do. And I didn't pull all the list of snacks and stuff because I'm sure it'll change from time to time. So you can look at the menu if you want to actually book it. Go over there and take a break. Did you find it?
I found it. Let's see here. Doesn't open till 11. It does lunch and dinner. They have hummus.
Mm-hmm.
Fungi flatbread. A lot of mushrooms, I think. Truffled tuna. Gumbo lump crab something. I don't know. I'll walk through the garden, which it's a spirit. So these are cocktails. Oh, yeah, they really don't have much in food. It's mostly cocktails.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And like I said, adults only.
So regular pricing, not the experience, is just two dollar signs, which is $15 to like $35, depending. Firework experience, it doesn't say.
I believe that's like $100 some odd a person if you want to do that.
Oh my gosh, there's champagne. There's watch as the skies come alive. $179 per person plus tax and gratuity. So you're looking at like over $200
a lot of money a person. If you want to do the fireworks thing.
Yeah. I mean, normally it is. Mm-hmm. Normally fireworks stuff is
expensive.
I am determined to do the dessert one with my family. Like, I told Mom, next time we go to Disney as a family, we need to do the dessert and fireworks because it's our favorite spot and we've never done it and we should do it for once in our lives. I'm like pushing for it.
No, it's fun. So yeah, I do recommend that.
Have you done the dessert
party? Yeah, not in a long time, but yes. Mm-hmm. I haven't done it.
Wait, there's a pre-party and a post-party? I'm very confused.
Yeah, they have... I don't really remember what all it was.
There's three different... It's like a pre-party, a seats and suites, and a post-party. Why?
I don't know. There's, I guess, just different options.
It's not as expensive. It's only, like, max $129.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's, like, a variety of things you can book. Depending on what you're looking for.
Fireworks are not guaranteed. As part of the experience, on rare occasions, evening fireworks may be rescheduled or canceled. Please refer to the entertainment schedule.
Yeah, if you go and it's storming or something, you may not get the fireworks, even when you pay for it. So that is a warning, and it storms a lot here.
Annoying. It's certain seasons. Mm-hmm. If you go in the off seasons, it's not a story. Yeah,
probably you won't miss anything if you go in like the winter time or early spring. You'd probably be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's summertime, but who really... You people who go during the summer, you're
crazy. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
But yeah, so that's a new thing. If you want to go and you're 21 and older, you can go there and check it out.
My whole family's 21 and older.
So the Reimagine test track, that's open. So the Reimagine test track focuses on the future of mobility, celebrating the forward-looking GM brand. So yes, it is still a GM-sponsored attraction. And by the way, I got this all from GM's website because I thought it was great. And humanity's enduring drive to innovate on the road to a brighter tomorrow. It just reopened in July, and it begins with a redesigned queue experience showcasing the history and future of vehicle design and technology.
That's not new.
They said so.
They've done that before. I don't know.
They said it's new.
They have.
Anyway,
I'm pretty sure the first ride had a history showing us in the queue.
So the visitors board their ride vehicles and journey through new scenes, emphasizing technological advancements that will make cars smarter and our lives more fun. For example, guests can see the road how a vehicle. That doesn't make any sense. So you can see something to do with the cameras and sensors on a car. Visit a garage of the future to discover some vehicle customization concepts, and then sit back and enjoy a scenic drive through a lush coastal forest. And then you enjoy a futuristic look at different models of transportation in a stunning cityscape before you launch towards a better tomorrow, which is like the loop.
Oh, the loop's still happening? Yeah. I thought they were getting rid of the loop.
Oh, no, loop is there. Yep, still there.
I heard loop was going away because when it's raining really hard, you can't do the loop. Or did they cover it?
I don't think it's covered. Is it covered? I don't know. That's a good question.
It's never been covered before, but did they cover
it? I saw anything about them doing that. Now I'm curious. Did you do something with that? I don't think they did, though.
Okay, so originally when they talked about doing this, they were going to do something different with the loop or take the loop away. So I'm wondering if they changed their minds.
I'm guessing so, because I didn't see anything about the loop being covered at all.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't find a lot about this, I mean, to be honest with you, and I didn't want to watch a bunch of people's videos talking about it.
Are we going through the Jetsons? Like, is that what's about to happen?
I don't know.
Do I not get to design a car anymore? Like, come on, people. I want to design a car. Mm-hmm. How many versions of Test Track have we had?
It's been too many.
When did this officially open? Hold on. Test Track. Test Track. Epcot opening date. 1999.
Oh, wow.
I saw Test Track the year it opened, because that's when we went back. In fifth grade. And we went back that November. So literally since 99, which has been 26 years. How many years has it been?
Yeah.
Is it 26? Are we at 26 years? Mm-hmm. It's been 26 years. This has been redone, I think, at least 4 times.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see what this guy.
How many updates has Test Track had?
Let's see what those dudes have.
3. Original Test Track from 99 to 2012. A significant refurbishment, which gave us what we had today with the designing of the cars. That was 12 to 24, and now the new one, which is 25.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
But still.
I got to ride the new test track at Epcot.
Oh!
Here's my 60-second review.
You can hear it.
The new test track removes the Design Your Car game and the Tron-inspired visuals from the last version and replaces it with a ride about technology in motion today and tomorrow. The ride track and vehicle movement are the same, but the reimagined test track has a lot of upgrades. It's visually dynamic, featuring better projections than before, but also physical sets and some big wow moments. The big finale of the ride features this massive dome projection of a city of tomorrow, and it's just amazing. There's a great new on-ride musical score that makes the ride feel more fun, and there are some sneaky nods to previous versions of the ride. The optimistic tone and futuristic theme just makes Test Track feel like an old-school classic Epcot ride, but with a thrilling finale. Imagineering improved the story, the visuals, and the audio while adding in a lot of charm to this ride, which is a good trade-off, in my opinion, for losing the ability to design your own Homer car. The new Test Track is a must-do. I give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
All right. So, there we go. Let me close that before I accidentally play it again. All right. All right, so...
But again, that's coming from WDW News, and they kind of have to be positive.
Yeah, so, I mean, take it with a grain of salt, but the video looked cool, so.
The video did look cool. It's more, but the problem with me is I like more of the, like, realistic, like, animatronics and different things that make it feel real. I'm not a screen person.
Yeah,
but like, I know the visuals are going to be beautiful, but I'm like...
But that's the thing.
We have too much of this.
They're all doing it now, which is annoying, but it is.
It's very annoying. At least we still have the loop, because I thought, I literally remember them saying they were taking the loop away.
Well, nope, it's there.
Like, I remember being furious.
It's there. So maybe maybe people complained.
They changed that.
Yeah, I don't know what the reasoning was, but yeah, it's there. So.
Okay. I'm glad. I thought it was like 3 or 4 updates, and it's
been
3. But I'm pretty sure they've closed it for other small refurbishments, and there was like small changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
General Motors, you need to like just stick to a flippin' version.
Pick one.
We're on Test Track 3.0. Yeah,
just pick it, my goodness.
Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion have not had this many, like, major updates. And
Test Track hasn't been around nearly as long as those, so.
No!
And yet here we are, third version.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay, well, that's exciting. Like, it'll be fun to ride it again. I haven't been on it in a really long time.
Yeah, I haven't checked out in a while.
And riding it during COVID was so boring. Because you couldn't do squat diddle.
Yeah, because you weren't allowed to touch
things. They wouldn't let you do
anything. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the same.
No. Just make us do hand sanitizer afterwards. Like, whatever. Hand sanitizer before, hand sanitizer after. I would have done that.
Yeah.
All right, what else do we got going on in
Epcot? The Grand Fiesta Tour. So they did shut this ride down briefly just to do updates, renovations, typical, nothing.
When did they do that? Because I wrote it when I was there.
I think it was this year. I think it was earlier this year they did it. It wasn't closed for an extremely long amount of time.
It's probably before I came.
Yeah, I don't know. I really have no idea. But the story, the scenes are the same, but they switched the projections to digital screens. So you remember, all the, running through the market, the people, like the scuba diver, all that. Now it's screens instead of projections. So it's a little bit crisper, clearer. So I think that's a good update. And it has a new sound system as well with new speakers. And this is the first update since 1982 for the sound system. Can you imagine?
That's when it opened was 82.
Holy cow. So like.
So I wrote it updated and it was really good. Have you written it since it was updated?
I don't think we've been on it. No. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah. We wrote it in May and it was. I'm like, this seems different, but maybe I just forgot. But now I realize, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I wrote
it. Yeah, so.
It was really nice.
Yeah, because they're saying, like, the review I saw, and I think it was, like, Disney Food Blog or somebody that I had looked at it. They were like, there's literally sounds in there that you just couldn't hear because the sound system was so bad that now you can, like, hear, like, birds chirping and you can really hear the fireworks and everything. And it just made me laugh because I'm like, it's been there the whole time and you just couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Because it was so terrible. So, yeah.
Gosh.
Oh, so that's a good thing.
Sorry, I'm still looking at it.
Another good update. And.
Yeah, especially it's been. How many years? Over 40 years.
For the sound, yeah, that's pretty bad. It's bad.
Because my husband was born in 85 and he just turned 40. So it's been 40, like, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that's bad. Disney, come on. I didn't know that until this came out.
I didn't know they waited that long on that.
That's crazy. But good news is now you can hear everything much better when you're on the ride.
You can, yes.
So last update is Soarin'. They actually fixed the curved Eiffel Tower. So it's now better. So it's like, I guess the angle is different. So, yeah, no, it doesn't do that, like, weird curvy thing when you're watching the video.
They must have just did it, because when I was there with him in May, it was still curved. Yeah, I think it was over the summer. Because I remember watching it, because we got... I was so ticked. We got left side, like, bottom row, and I'm like, I'm going to see a curved Eiffel Tower, and I'm not happy about
it. It's really bad there. Yeah, exactly. And they also did a new update to the finale. So the new Epcot is now represented in the final scene. So you fly over the completed world celebration. So I think that's cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so those are the two updates there. And then... obviously, like Ashley said, world celebration, world nature, all that crap is now open. They're done.
Yeah. Yeah, and the map, like, I was kind of trying to look at the map and see, really the only, I mean, the center, is it really just the center? We didn't go through the center when I was there. That was dumb. We only went through Moana. I didn't realize I missed a whole section of Epcot. Epcot's huge, people. Epcot's like a 2-day event.
It's a lot. Like, yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot. A lot.
Very big space.
Oh, goodness. Well, let's talk the new areas. So we have you walked through Moana? What do you think?
I like the little Moana thing. I think it's a bit crowded, but it's well done, very immersive. Kids love it. Like, all the kids that were there playing with the water and everything. So it's a very fun play area for sure. So I do think that was a good addition, even if it's kind of weird being in Epcot. But it's cute. It's a good distraction for the kids.
It's right next to the seas with Nemo and friends. So
it has a tie-in.
It ties. Mm-hmm. It ties. Yeah. One of the only areas that tie, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to look at I did go through Kamukor. It was pretty, but whatever.
It's not like what they made it sound like it would be.
Yeah, I feel like they upplayed this whole thing
and it's not like
more
that.
Than what it actually
Even
is.
When they switch it out for the different festivals and stuff, it's not nearly what they implied it would be at all.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they still have some of the weird buildings that are not weird buildings, but some of the buildings that I'm like, you didn't even, like, you made them look different, but they're pretty much the same. We just renamed things. Mm-hmm. Instead of the electric umbrella, we have Connections Cafe. Mm-hmm. Like, is it really different? Did you really have to take away the electric umbrella?
No.
No. No, you did not. Mm-mm. Now, I do like where they have Club Cool. Mm-hmm. I think that they gave us a little bit more space because the original Club Cool was like
too big. It's roomier.
And now we have a little bit bigger space. Mm-hmm. And I think I like how they have Creation Shop set up. It's like it's open and you can actually see where all the sections are. It's kind of like almost like a mini fourth of World of Disney.
I was just going to say, it's kind of like the World of Disney. Epcot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very bright and open. Which, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. World of Disney still gives me anxiety. I miss the old World of Disney where there wasn't so much space. I had actual, like, areas and connect. And
It's not the same
experience. It's an open world video game to me, and I'm like, where do I go?
And it just feels overly crowded and, angry.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like they did a very good job of making it better for the walk flow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. It's not the greatest.
And I miss the jewelry area of the old World of Disney, because I would go back there with Mom, and there was tiaras, and there was this. I'm just,
that's cool. Yeah, it had a lot more character before the renovations, and, But you can say the same about Mouse Gear. Mouse Gear had a lot more character to it. Versus the new shop, but,
Yeah, Mouse Gear did, but I don't know. I think it's because it's on a smaller scale I'm okay with it. Whereas when it's too big of a scale, it's like, you're making me a little claustrophobic here, which is weird to say because you would think the open space would help a claustrophobic feeling, but It doesn't, because you literally can pack more people in there than what you did in the old one, and I don't like it. I don't like
it. Yeah, a lot more crowded. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what else did they update here?
I mean, the whole center area, that's what World Celebration, right?
Yeah. I mean, it gives more space for walking. It gives more space for, like, seating and cooling off. There's some sort of playground area, I think, in one area. But
the center...
I miss the fountain.
The center... Well, yeah, the fountain was...
Because they had a stage, and you could have concerts up there and different things.
Well, now they moved, can't have now that the stage anymore. Is over, like, on the side. So they still have a stage, but...
Which is stupid.
But... The middle of World Celebration is much better at night when you can see all of the lights, because then it's very pretty and fun. Mm. During the day, though, it is a little lackluster.
We didn't go through it at night. We went through it through the day. So I need to look at it at night.
Night end, to me, is better.
Got it. Yeah, I don't know. I just... I feel like they made such a big deal about these four different areas, and you're going to have something for each area. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, all you have is Moana. Like, you don't have anything else for any of these areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the World Celebration, again, what they said they were going to do and what they did do doesn't really line up.
It's, you know what it looks like? It looks like they couldn't actually do what they wanted to do, and they rush finished it.
I agree with that.
It looks like a rush finish.
Because they implied the stage they have, they do shows and stuff, and they have, like, a DJ and all that up front. But I feel like it was implied, just like at the American Garden Theater where they have shows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was implied they were going to do that up front, and they're not doing that. It's like, you know, the DJ is fine. It gets kids, you know, they can burn off some energy there.
Yeah.
But it's just, it doesn't match what they claimed it was going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed, Epcot, because you're, like, one of my favorites, and you kind of, you hyped us up on this new, like, area, especially since you took away some of the things that we loved as kids and, like, where we learned in different things. Because, I mean, I learned some fire safety in some of those videos, in some of those buildings. I learned, like, certain things that Mom and Dad would, like, walk through with me. And walk through with me and Travis and help us, like, learn. And it was still fun. And you said it was going to just be like that, but just updated in these different four areas. And there's
no.
I'm not seeing it. I'm just seeing literally you put a bunch of, not even a bunch, but you put some nature there. You gave us Moana for the kids. And then you threw Club Cool and Creation Shop. And that was it. And, like, a new eatery. Yeah. That makes no sense. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it was the greatest update.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
You're putting all... Like, this actually makes me worried for Villains Land. Like...
I think we'll have to see, since some of the other stuff will be done before Villains Land, we'll have to see what it looks like. And, you know, there are plenty of bloggers and people who get whatever shots they can when they're building. So we'll have a better idea before it's...
I know, and they're probably going to put more effort into Villains Land than they are
it
into
seems
this.
Like, but I'm just like,
you drop the ball.
Yeah, it's not
on Epcot, and it took way too
long.
And this is the other thing: for what you gave us, it took too flipping long.
Yeah, it was insane how long it took them just to do this.
It's what were you? Was there
like Universal?
Were you dragging your feet? Were you actually even doing any work, or was it just sitting there?
Universal built an entire park in the time frame that it took you to do this.
In like a year.
I mean, just saying.
It was just.
It's not the greatest.
What you really like? They really should have listened to us on Epcot. Like we, like as a whole, not just us two, just as a whole. We never wanted an update of the middle. We wanted the middle to stay the same. We wanted to add to the world.
Yes.
We wanted to add, like, Greece or Brazil or something else back there. And they talked about it, and then they pulled it and did this instead, and it's kind of a
letdown. That's the best way to describe it. It is.
And, I mean, they took away, they updated that World Connection fountain at the front, and just, it's gaudy and just I'm sorry. Yeah. Walt would be disappointed.
Yeah, I don't think it's great.
It's not. Yeah. What they need, so this is what they need. Honestly, what needs to happen in Epcot at some point is we need to add, they have a bunch of area. Like, they could turn the outpost to actual Australia.
They could do something with it, yeah.
They could add something in between Australia and Germany. Mm-hmm. They could add another one there. There's, like, bunch of area, like, bunch of, like, random little spots they could add another country. So we could get more culture, which would be awesome. They could, what they also need to do is they need to get rid of Mission Space. Mission Space needs to go away.
Yeah, if only.
They need to come up with a better ride experience if you want to talk about space and have kids learn about space. Something else needs to happen there. And then the building that's sitting off in Nowhere's Land in between Mission Space and Galaxy, whatever, we need something there too. Like, you need to give us more educational fun rides, which is what Epcot's supposed to be.
Not anymore. It would be nice, though, to bring some of the educational
stuff. I mean, even at Nemo and Friends, they have educational plaques throughout the whole thing, and then at the end of the ride, you get to do you have all the educational stuff about ocean, so there's still education. Like, you can have a character experience with a mix of education. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
You've done it.
I agree. I wish they would do more of that.
It's what needs to be done in Epcot.
It would be nice. Get back to its roots.
Yep. Especially the Worlds. The Worlds is, like, the best part of Epcot. I love going back there to not the Worlds, the countries. It's the countries.
Well, the World Showcase,
World Showcase. It's, like, the best part.
Yeah. It's still great to walk around. You can't ever get tired of that, I feel like.
Yeah. No, I never get tired of walking around there. Like, the architecture and just all of it. Like, I'm never going to be able to go overseas. And if I do, it's going to be, like, once. And it's going to be when I'm older, which sucks because I'm already older. And I'm never going to be able to go. And this allows me to experience that world in a smaller capacity.
Okay.
That was my Epcot rant, which I not normally do. What's wrong this month? I like Animal Kingdom. I'm ranting about Epcot. Something's wrong. I know.
It's blame Disney. It's all their fault.
Oh, really my goodness. Is. World celebration.
I don't know. It's just lackluster. It's not great.
Yes. I still love my Spaceship Earth, though. I had Brett go on it with me. I'm
glad that is still around and kicking.
I know. I know. It's just so good.
So yeah.
Actually makes me want to go back and read the story I wrote. Yeah. Like, of us. Because I haven't touched it in years. And I'm like, I kind of want to go back and read it.
Yeah.
And experience the old.
And what it used to be.
Like when we had
the
streets of America.
It used to be.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. So, I give you a D.
Yeah. You could have done better. But you didn't.
We should start grading them every time, like, updates happen.
We should.
Like, overall the park. Like, the park updates.
Yeah, Epcot certainly deserves that.
Yeah. Which is normally like a Hollywood Studios thing that we give, but
yeah, not this time, Epcot.
Tisk. Oh goodness! All right, well, Pixie Dusters. What are we doing next?
Agatha, right? Because it's October.
Oh, that's right. We're doing Agatha
all around. Yes.
All bummed.
That is it.
We're doing we're doing like short and snippets. Seasons. We're doing seasons.
Episodes
about a couple seasons each.
No, just episodes. There's one season. Episodes. A season.
Right.
That's it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like still in Bucky mode. Yeah,
not that intense, no. Mm-mm.
All right, Pixie Dusters, we will see you next week for the first two episodes, mm-hmm. I believe
yeah.
of Agatha All yeah. Along. I have not watched it yet, so these will be my first reactions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just started mm-hmm. watching it recently, so first time around for me too.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.